Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Greetings, everyone, and how are you? I am so pleased to be here with you today. Boy, we've been together for years, and I just won't stop until everyone gets a balanced brain. So if you've been following my work at all, and you've been paying attention to the TV shows and the radios and, you know, looking at what's going on in business, everything is about the brain. The brain is the name of the game. Please pay attention. Please pay attention. So many individuals are going to be lost because they are not putting their mind on their brain, literally, no pun intended, because they're always together, so that they can make the best out of this century being the template for everything that can possibly occur in a life form happens in the human. And it's so interesting. We have just lost our perspective on how great and wonderful we are, and we're believing into all these different things outside of us instead of spending the time going deeper within to find out about us, since we're it. So today I want to talk to you about a few things. You know, this is the Science News Broadcasting Network, the Jewel Network. And so let's talk about so many things. My desk is just full of articles. I just sat down this afternoon and went through, what do I need to tell you right away? Because all the things that I'm reviewing, it's about the brain, affecting the brain, environment affecting the brain, body weight affecting the brain, perceptions affecting the brain, diet affecting the brain. Everything is reverberating back to the brain, and without it, you're going nowhere, and your avatar, your physical body, is not going to work. So I pulled a couple of them out. We're going to talk about color. Now, for those of you who are wise enough to attend our 10-day galactic activation portal process, going back to the cosmic past, it was a phenomenal experience, and we were able to identify the qualities of our soul that led us into these particular portals. Every plasma, okay, which you probably refer to as day, for us to retrieve certain aspects of ourselves. So we're going to talk about brain waves here. I'm going to give you a little information about color. So important. We've talked about color here, and we're going to talk about the rhythm. You know, people have talked about, oh, certain music, this, that, and the other, but you got to really become much more scientific about what we're really dealing with here. As far as photon movement, the rate that the photons are moving, yes, photons, photons, photons. Everything is made out of light, and this is the basic subatomic particle that we are referring to now. The photon even breaks down into smaller components, but for right now, for you, just keep your mind on the photon and think about photons in everything, because otherwise you're going to miss it. So we got this great big thick article here on artificial intelligence. And yesterday on the news, Stanford University had a representative speaking about how they're going to use AI for diagnostic capabilities. That is a problem. Okay, so Stanford is going to take on AI from the perspective of healthcare. then they're going to become your diagnosticians. Of course, everybody wants a piece of you. They want your software programs. So that means you got to give up tissue, right? Your DNA. So all of these things are building up to a very big cataclysm for humanity if we don't retrieve our owner's manual. So I will be right back after our sponsors speak to you. And as they say on the Cuomo show, let's get after it. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so let's get after it here. I pulled this article, and I meant to discuss it with you a while. It came out in early this month, really, so it's not too long, but they are definitely recognizing that obesity plays an untoward role in your brain capacity. How about that? Now, they have a show already on TLC, and it really activates a lot of compassion from me when I observe it. I look at this because I'm looking at the state of consciousness of these individuals who weigh 600 pounds, 650, 700 pounds, etc. The environment that they're in and how the friends, associates, parents, spouses are continuously enabling each other to perpetuate this kind of morbidity, literally morbid exaggeration, total distortion of the human body geometry. This is very important. Shape power is everything. So what have they discovered? Well, they're just isolating this now to the United States. Here we have, look at these statistics, that we have adults. That in the United States, 75% of the adult males and 60% of the adult females are diagnosed to be obese. 30% of the children also fall into this obese, overweight category. Now, this is significant. This planet, the heavy weighters, the heavies, okay, are located here in America. Very interesting. So now, this was a pretty large study. They did body mass indexes on all these people, 9,652 individuals that they basically measured by MRIs, and of that, 19% fell into definitely the obese category. Now, what they were able to demonstrate here is that with the amount of abdominal fat, now see, this is the key. With the abdominal fat, they found that the brain volume, especially the gray matter of the brain, decreased. The bigger your waistline, the less gray matter you have available. Now, they didn't talk about the fact that the gray matter is being displaced by the adipose tissue. They didn't make that clear, but they definitely were able to measure that the bigger that waistline, less gray matter. Now, what is the gray matter? The gray matter is the neurons of the brain that do all the calculations and everything, transmit information, make the neurochemistry, are able to receive information from the environment as far as the cosmos, et cetera, is not increasing in size. It's diminishing. The bigger the body, the less neurons in your brain. Now, that's significant. So when I'm looking at these programs like my 600-pound life, these people are really suffering. And, of course, they're not, you know, reading astronomy books, okay, or quantum physics, which is very important to really understand who they are relative to their environment. But the gray matter significantly decreased because of the adipose tissue. They are functioning out of the survival brain. Survival brain. So they also find that these individuals have a much higher incidence of dementia. So that is, they lose their cognitive capacity, memory lost, dates, times, organizational skills, and of course, you know, they've lost their capacity to ambulate, to be mobile, because this type of weight, this massiveness, just crunches the knees. Okay, so the cartilage and the synovial fluids that allow these joints and things to articulate doesn't happen. So I saw one story there on TLC where the lady was 1,000 pounds. And the statistics that they give is that there's only 5% of these individuals, if they can lose enough weight, they have to be under, I think, 500 pounds to have this stomach reduction technique so that they just will not eat so much food, because it's very interesting. They find that the more adipose tissue you have a greater tendency to be addicted to food. Okay? It's very interesting what they found here. So as we know, the excess body weight is definitely linked with other diseases, diabetes, arthritis, cancer, heart disease, but also too, you innately become addicted to sugar. You know, these people don't come obese from eating excess protein. It is the carbohydrates that take them out. And so it's these sugary foods that allow them to now move into an addictive need for them. Okay, what little brain tissue they have that functions is now being fueled by sugar. So therefore, this, and if you'll notice, if you look at the program, My 600-Pound Life, this is a big issue. They have found it very difficult to get off the sugar, and therefore they're not able to be mobile, very little mobility, so they have this very interesting relationship with people around them to supply them with their addictive foods. So with so much adipose tissue, your self-control is also lost, which is a brain function quality. So controlling your impulsivity, that's a specific area of the brain, also is lost with excess adipose tissue, and of course memory. And the memory seems to be the result, loss of memory seems to be a result of the hormones that are released by what? By the fat cells that then do what? Trigger inflammation and further tissue damage. Now, if you look at the TLC show, My 600-Pound Life, they're swollen, if you can differentiate the difference. They have lesions on their body where the skin is breaking down. Everything is swollen. It is really a catastrophe. So I'm envisioning none of you will get to that level. Pay attention and recognize that when brain function goes down because you're carrying too much adipose tissue, you're locked into a situation that without the brain, it's very difficult to correct. So remember that. The more weight you gain, the brain function and the number of brain cells go down, and you need them. There's so much information for you to master. You've got to get a hold of your owner's manual so that you know how to navigate this body, and you're not going to be able to do it with not enough neurons, enough brain cells. The brain is shrinking. So sponsors want to talk to you, okay? They will. I'll be right back, and then we're going to talk about the frequency of the brain and how that deals with your memory. Okay, it's amazing how our entire life and our outer world definitely is being determined by our brain tissue function, and also it is determining the quality of our life. So the two of them, quality of your life and brain function, are synonymous. So you've got to start taking care of that brain. I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV,
Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Did you take some, drink some water? I just took some water. I really needed it here. We've had an incredible two heptads really of focus and meditation, and that really changes the resonance rate of the tissues, the frequencies literally. Now, remember, we've been talking about the photon, which is smaller than the atom. You know, the atom is just, you know, very gross now. The atom is just like your hand relative to understanding the breakdown of matter and mass. So we've gone beyond that, where we're looking at photon activities, and then that's when we begin to see how everything is moving. So now, what's the rate that those photons are moving? How fast or how slow? What direction in space are they moving, and how are they moving in relationship to each other? Because now we can go into what's known as a multiple dimensional reality going on at the same time. So that's why we know that the past, the present, and the future is always present, because at the level of the photons, we know that photons are moving relative to our past. They're moving relative to our future, and then we have photons that have really slowed down, and they are holding the present reality together. So I thought it was very interesting because I saw an article here, and I'm going to talk to you about that, about color, okay? Now, during our meditation, we spent some significant time on color because most humans don't recognize that color is information. We're used to thinking that it has to be printed, or it's got to be a brochure, or a sheet of paper, or a book, before it's information. That is very erroneous, which means incorrect. Always surrounded by information. We are in information, and it is in the form of color, in the form of frequency and vibration. So, let me just give you a little information here because I wanted to know what are the frequencies that if you could get certain areas of your brain to vibrate or oscillate at that rate, the neurons, okay, how easy or how difficult will it be for you to assimilate certain information? So we have people talking about the fact, oh, this is so hard. It just seems to take everything out of me to try to comprehend what this is. And then another person can say, oh, you know, this is wonderful. You know, I can just look at it and I can just absorb it and we can move on. How much more do you have? I can get through this in an hour. As opposed to someone else who's like, it's going to take me a week. Well, what's the difference? Well, of course, both people have neurons. Both people can learn. But what is the difference? And the individual who can hit the frequency that's synonymous with the frequency that the information vibrates in its photonic composition immediately assimilates the information. They just become one. Now, do you understand how profound that is? Because this whole big issue people have been walking around for hundreds of centuries. Oh, I can't do that. I don't know. This is so difficult. It was only about frequency. That's all it was. What is the frequency of the information? And then that means that what part of my brain can hit that frequency? And then, boom, I've got it. So they want to talk about, for example, idiot savants. So these are individuals that don't seem to be able to do much for themselves at all in the general world of how we're to take care of ourselves. But they have an exceptional quality. If it's not mathematics, as one gentleman I saw a documentary on, and it didn't matter how many numbers you put together. All he had to do was look at them once, and he could recite them to you verbatim in the exact order. Just one observation. But this is a person who can't cook a meal for themselves. This is a person who's not able to basically be organized to the extent that they can keep a household. They have to have supervision. This isn't a person that we'd be very comfortable with in allowing him to go out into the world every day on a job. They have to be accompanied. But if you show them the numbers, this gentleman, I think they showed him a set of 30 numbers. He was able to recite that like nothing. And they were like, this is amazing, but why? Now we know. We know it is because he is the frequency. He can hit the frequency of that information. And as soon as he sees it, he's on the frequency, and it's indelible in his mind. There's another gentleman, very interesting individual. He is another, quote, idiot savant. He has to have support in most things in his life. But however, if they show him a picture, he can immediately draw it exactly, all the details in it. Just show it to him for a minute, all the details. They took him over London. They put him in a helicopter, took him over London. They gave him a wall, and he totally filled in the entire wall, a mural of the London skyline, verbatim on the exact coordinates, everything. But this is a person who has to be supervised on a regular basis. So listen to me very carefully, because now we know it's about the rhythm, the frequency. So many people have discovered that if they listen to certain music, you know, the information that they want to absorb goes in very easily. They're able to maintain it, sustain it, and be able to reproduce it at a later date. That means that the neurons now have translated that into chemistry that they are now able to record in their own database, which is a protein, okay, and therefore be able to reproduce the chemicals needed for the tissues to be able to remember. And that can happen so rapidly that the behavior that the information may stimulate the body to take now becomes repetitive. The person doesn't even have to think about it anymore. Now, are you listening to what I'm telling you? I'm telling you that when you see, for example, a person who is able to play an instrument is laying on the table, a violin. They took up the violin, put it to their chin, they have the bow, and they're easily able to start playing the violin. They don't have any music before them, no other accompaniment. It's just coming straight out of their memory bank. But they are able to know how to use the fingers. They know how to basically manipulate the strings with proper pressure, tension, etc., to hit the notes that are in their head. Have you thought about this? How does that happen? It's about frequency that the neurons of the brain are easily able to assimilate and to imitate. And when they hear that frequency, they are able to create the chemistry needed so the body will do as it's directed. So whether that's playing a harp, the piano, a horn, this is the biophysiology that is happening within the body that most people never know. They never know. So people, oh, I'm not good in math. Well, no. You are everything. You can be whatever you want to be in math. But you have to remember, obviously, I've got to spend some time on hitting the frequency of the math, of the numbers. And what area of the brain should I focus on? How many have ever taken a seat and decided that you're just going to have a conversation with your brain? This is a very important contemplation and interaction with your body. We can't just go around and just jump in the bed and get up and, you know, have a meal and swish around in a shower or whatever, throw some clothes on the body, and then we run out the door. Everything is about what's going on outside of us, et cetera. Okay, if we have any inner talk, it's not about anything that really is supportive to the body. Oh, I really want to do this. I want to make sure that the interview is going to go well. oh, you know, this, but it's nothing about, hey, my best friend, how are you? We have a fabulous day created for ourselves. You know, you remember, okay, this is what we agreed we're going to do today. Are you ready? What do you need? Okay, what are we going to wear? Because this is your greatest partner. None of that, because when you have that kind of relationship with the avatar, oh, it's going to be able to hit any frequency you request of it. Because in your demonstration that you care about your body, that you're giving it its attention, you recognize how strategic and important it is in your life, it's malleable. And, of course, the body has always wanted to please. And so without the awareness that you must strike this kind of what we call rapport with your body, then me talking about you identifying frequencies and whatever else, oh, it's going to be a challenge for you. That's what's hard, your inability to have a relationship with your own body that's necessary for you to even exist in this dimension. So what are they saying here? Okay, they're saying that frequencies, okay, we now know affect the human mind and its body in various ways. And there are all sorts of frequencies. They have it broken down in three categories. We have the brainwave frequencies. These are actually the vibrations of the brain cells in your head at all times. So these are the frequencies associated with various mental states. So using brainwave entrainment, you can coax your brainwaves to a certain frequency. And we know that we have a general language. Wow, I was just so annoyed. I didn't know what to do. So I had to basically breathe, and I had to start thinking about something else here to do what? Or to calm myself down so that I could basically handle it. That is a very laborious conversation about how you were able to coax your brain to change its frequency so that your behavior would be different. And this is ongoing training for individuals who want to master this life, that you can do this. So one of the first little baby stages in helping you to shift the frequency of the brain cells is meditation. And it's a baby. It's a baby stage in being able to do this. And we have so many people that don't meditate. So many people don't contemplate. So therefore, then you wonder why everything is shocking to you. You're always upset. You're this, that, and the other. But your brain is on the wow. It has to survive in a hostile environment, which is your consciousness, because you don't spend any time with it. No cultivation. No loving conversation, no unification of let's go get this done. Let us master this world. You don't have that kind of conversation with your brain. Okay, most of you couldn't even draw a neuron. Okay, and I'm going to make it simple for you so you'll never forget. Look at your most beautiful tree, your favorite oak tree, okay, your favorite maple. That's a neuron for you. Never forget that. So you may not ever see a neuron of someone else's brain, but that's okay. The tree is a good enough architectural representation. And so the capacity for you to lock in on that shape power, that geometry, cultivate a relationship with it, is going to change your life and the capacity for you to function. Now, the second type of frequencies are the healing frequencies. And these are frequencies that various research groups, et cetera, claim can heal illnesses of different types. Now, we know that to be true. We have a lot of researchers that have confirmed that, and it's generally known as the placebo effect. Okay, so you can give a person a focal point, a sugar pill, tell them, okay, this is going to, you know, make sure that everything in your body is going to be fine, you're not going to have any more symptoms, everything. And they take that, and if you had 100 people, 40 to 45% of the individuals would have no more symptoms with their issues. 40 to 45%. because with that suggestion that this pill, they don't know a sugar, is the solution to their problem, they changed the frequency, overall brain resonance, so that the tension, for whatever reason, the neurotoxins made by their previous thoughts, etc., was resolved. This is profound. So one of the things we know for sure is that the human brain makes all chemicals you need. People want DMT, okay? That's a form of speed, yeah. Lysergic acid? No, your brain will make that. People want tetrahydrocannabinol? Your brain will make that. So you don't have to smoke marijuana, do any of these things. But without collecting this kind of information about how awesome you are, then you feel that these are things that only happen outside of it. You can change the frequencies where you can not have symptoms in your body by communication with your thoughts. And then we have our natural phenomena frequencies. And these are the frequencies that, guess what, your planet, Mother Nature, as well as the planets in our solar system, also are beaming us with their resonance, their frequencies, to keep us stable and in alignment with them relative to the family known as our solar system. So these natural resonances are known as Schumann resonance frequencies, and these are the sounds that you get from the birds, the actual humming from the earth, okay? Animals making certain sounds at certain times, the insect population with the crickets and things. All of that actually is processed by your brain, and collectively it creates a stability, a chemistry that allows your brain to resonate with the harmony of planet Earth. Now, that's profound. And most people, I feel, you know, so much better when I hear the birds. Isn't that wonderful? The crickets are singing at night. They don't understand that those sounds are very necessary for you to be able to resonate with the planet. So there's a serious problem going on now. So many insects have died, so we won't be getting a resonance frequency from them. Now, how is that going to affect us? We'll get a chance to see starting this summer. So I want to definitely make it clear that your life so adorable, so incredible, if you begin to understand that the brain is the name of the game. You want to bring it online. You want to make sure that all of the components of the brain are interacting and connected at all times. This is what we talk about, the brain being balanced, right in the left hemisphere of the brain, and making sure that the main cable system of the brain, known as the corpus callosum, is fully developed so that all of the information moving from one part of the brain to another can move without restriction. So that's where we keep telling you, you don't want to be left-handed or right-handed because that shows restriction. You want to be able to use both of your appendages on either side of your body at will, most conveniently. You don't want to spend time crossing over the body, that kind of thing. So frequency is the name of the game. What kind of music do you listen to? So this article talked about the fact that music that is constantly with interruptions, constantly cutting off, huge shifts in the range of the notes, etc. Very, very erratic, very harsh on the brain. And if this is the kind of music that you're listening to throughout the day, you find yourself angry, depressed, irritable, not able to hold a focus, the first thing that I'm suggesting for you to do is to turn off the radio or whatever music constantly in your space so that you can just calm down. The brain can just get a break. And then you will get to see a great difference. So our sponsors are like going berserk over here. I'll be right back here with our third article, and then guess what? We're going to come to you. I missed you. So we're going to come to you, and we're going to do some Q&A. So My sponsors want to say hi to you, and we'll be right back. We want to talk about color. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
I love that, our source is a neuron. We made a set of T-shirts here. We actually even copyrighted it, that God is a neuron. And I tell you, they sold like hotcakes, especially in environments where everybody recognizes the brain is the game. Oh, they were just about wanting to take our sweatshirts off of us. Everybody just thought that was the greatest concept, because it is. You cannot know your God. You cannot know anybody without that neuron. Pay attention. Pay attention. Now, just wanted to hook this on from my last discussion just a minute ago. Memories are held in the brain most easily by rhythm. So that's why people can remember, oh, I met so-and-so, and, you know, this song was playing in the background and whatever else. They can recall that just like they just left that experience 2 seconds ago. But it literally, by their calendar, happened 20 years ago. Why? And it's, again, because the neurons were vibrating, oscillating in a rhythmic pattern, and therefore information streaming into the brain with that rhythm pattern present, all the information about that environment, the circumstances, how the perfume smelled and all these different things was recorded without any hesitancy by your neurons. The chemistry was made by the neurons, and that chemistry was then stored in your database. You have to remember that everything is stored chemically in the brain. Finally, as a protein coded into the cells and put in the DNA library. See, the way that your body is made is incredible. That's why you want to take this time, this year, make 2019 the year that you're going to know thyself and that you're going to invest in getting the classes, the conferences, everything needed for you to stand as a superhero relative to your own body, because you know something about it. I was looking at the commercials here while I was looking at these documentaries, and all these people are eating the triple cheese pizzas and cheese crust and all this stuff, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting. I'm almost sure that none of these individuals are able to tell you from the time that they tear a piece of that pizza off and all the stringy cheese goes with it, what is happening in the mouth, with the teeth, with the tongue, with the saliva. What is a saliva? Okay. Most people have such a derogatory term that they use, spit. Okay. Trust me, you want to have it. Okay. So this derogatory term that you use, spit, oh, you want to have it, because without it, it's over. You cannot eat the pizza. You cannot drink the soft drinks, et cetera, without it. And it's very interesting, the very critical things that we need that the body makes for us. So many of these items are labeled so derogatory, in such a derogatory manner. It's amazing. But a discussion on your saliva, so critical for you to know about that, so that if you can, so that you can eat the pizza. What happens when you swallow it? What goes on in the digestive tract? Let's start with the stomach. This is information you want to have, not just recognize I need to get a Zantac, okay, or some other of these antacids. If you understood the saliva, if you understood what's happening in the stomach, et cetera, you would know where the problem is. And these things that you would need, you want to have your owner's manual, not Nexium. You want to have your owner's manual, not Alka-Seltzer. You want to have your owner's manual so that you would understand how you are creating these disorders and what the body is asking of you. So memories, get the rhythm, okay, whether you have to hum or whatever. And some people do that. When they're reading information, they hum to themselves. And the brain cells, they love it. Your brain cells love dancing. And what's so interesting is that most people who dance, they don't have anything, quote, on their mind. That is one of the greatest ways for you to be able to learn and to manifest whatever you want in your life. I'm telling you that secret. On the rhythm, on the movement of the body, and then you hold in your mind what it is you want. It's an instant manifestation. But most people have nothing on their mind when they're moving their body and they're listening to the rhythm, except foolishness. And so that's what they wind up with, foolishness. And they don't wind up with anything. And this is a magical, very clear process the body will work under. Rhythm is the key. Now, what are you holding in the neurons? So the neurons can manifest and create an electromagnetic field that will gravitate the mass to you in the shape and amount that you say you want. So simple when you can understand the processes of what's happening. So therefore, we don't have to go rob anybody, okay, or, you know, attack other people, et cetera. No, you can manifest what you want anytime when you know how to operate your body. Now, so cute. They did a little research here with the children, and as I said, we've been talking about color all week, and two of the main colors that we're continuously bombarded with on planet Earth is blue and green. Green grass, green trees, blue sky. Now, some people, they don't see blue skies. Now, it's interesting because of how their body, their brain is oscillating. You know, sky to them is pink. Sometimes it's red and orange. And they really do see this, but their brain is not the typical brain. So if somebody tells you, no, I don't see blue skies, I see, you know, kind of reddish pink skies, don't be alarmed. You may want to ask what planet they're from, but they definitely are seeing things differently. So what they found out was very interesting, that with children, they found out that it's before the children are able to talk. And this was the critical point of this experiment. They wanted to know if color was something that was definitely associated with a language, that you had to be told that blue was blue and turquoise was turquoise and red was red, that you really did not know what that really meant until you began to learn language. Well, they found out that wasn't true. They found out that basically giving children toys, colors, that the children's response to those colors were basically the same all the time and continued to be so after they were able to learn the language to describe the color. Now, these individuals, they did a great little study, but they didn't have balanced brains, were not able to elucidate the fact that color is information. And that is how we are able to receive so much information from our environment. The little book or the little pamphlet or the brochure, that is minimal. That's a minimal access to information. Primary access to information for all humans, all life forms, is through color and light in general. So this is very important going into the 21st century, but you've got to understand that green is information, blue is information, yellow is information, purple is information. And now what we know, based on photonic activity, that any color has three layers of its existence, three layers of information: celestial. Well, let me start from the lowest vibration: terrestrial, celestial, and universal. Universal, red. There's celestial red, and there's terrestrial red. And those wavelengths of red, those nuances, have different information for you. And what's so interesting, it's been cited that one layer of information in the overall wavelength of red has 1,001 nuances and information. Do you understand how much information color provides for us? This is the quantum cosmic language here, surrounding us. It's color, constantly giving us information, etc. And look at us, our poor little brains, we don't even know our neurons, we don't know how they're hooked up, we don't get it. So we don't get the full-fledged capabilities of what we could know about ourselves and others with color. Color is the key here. So the children know this. And so, therefore, they respond to the colors differently. Even though the shapes can have the same color, they will group them together based on their acknowledgement of the color first. Even though they are not speaking, these are not talking children. No, they're not. So I just wanted you to have the latest update on this information. You want to learn for yourself very easily, check out the rhythm, okay, that you are surrounded by when you want to take in information. And you want to make sure that you have conversations with the brain. The brain will tell you what part of itself deals with the numbers, okay, versus the letters and the words or the concepts. Your brain, if you sit down and have a conversation with it, will let you know, okay, what is the frequency that you need to activate in your brain for certain information. This is available to you. We don't want to be fatheads. This is critical. Okay, so you want to watch that weight, et cetera. So when we have the diabetics and the hypertensives, et cetera, and we can see obviously that they have an excess weight problem, they're working with decreased brain tissue, decreased neurons, decreased gray matter, and that's going to change if they're going to overcome and regain full function of the body again. This is so important. So, without further ado, I do want to speak to you, and I want to remind you also about our winter semester. We're offering fabulous course in hygiene relative to your immune system. Your immune system basically says a lot about your body, your brain function, etc. And that's being will be instructed by our illustrious Dr. Heather Pierman, the dean of our 13th College of Regeneration Medicine. And you want to know how this immune system works, how to communicate with it, how it responds to the environment. This is so important. These classes will be starting February 8th. And go to the website, www.juis.education, to see what's going on. My course, I'm excited about that. I'll be teaching you how to regain the group creative capacity of your brain. The greatest things on this planet are built by groups of people, pairs. And so we're having issues in being able to be with others. Oh, my God, you know, his skin color and her hair and his religion and her dress. And what are you going to do with that except go into extinction as a species if you don't understand it's so important for you to learn how to work with other people? So my course teaches you the second circuit. That is the communication, communicative, group, collective capability of your brain. And you've got to learn how to go into that circuit and stay there and work with others in peace and in accomplishment. And so we start learning that from observing what? The insects, okay? The organized insects. So much that they teach us, and we definitely don't employ it in our lives. You're going to love that course. Also, too, the universal language. Universal principles, that is the language of the cosmos. That's the language of our solar system, and that's the language you want to learn. Universal principles, that's available to you also this semester. Ms. Felicia Muhammad is giving that instruction. And, again, got to learn how to tell time based on your planet and solar system, not on a machine. This is why that AI is going to take down so many people, because they only know how to look at their world from a machine, the clock. Are you kidding me? That's not how you basically look at your outer world. You've got to be able to navigate your outer world based on light exposure. See, everything's about light. So our 1320 course by our professor, Jacob Dragon, is going to teach you how to be able to navigate your awareness in time based on our planet. That's what we have to do. Our planet, our moon, our sun, and our solar system. You want to know this. This is so important. So visit the website, jeys.education, and check it out. We have the details there for you, and join us. Put your money on your mind, okay? Learn your mind. Learn your brain. Learn how to run a human body, the owner's manual. So we have some time for people wanting to talk to me. I want to talk to you.
Okay, greetings. Yes, we're going to take some callers now for Dr. Jewel. If you have a question, we are going to call out your area code and first three numbers. Caller 202-997, do you have a question for Dr. Jewel?
Oh, yeah. We don't have a lot of time. So did you think it out? Hi.
No question at the moment, at the time.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I hope you enjoyed the information. Next, who's the next caller?
Caller 803-312, do you have a question for Dr. Jewel?
No questions, Dr. Bookworm. Thank you so much for the information.
Okay, you're very welcome, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Hope to see you in our winter semester now. You enroll. Who's next? Next caller?
Caller 310-920, do you have a question for Dr. Jewel?
Yes, good afternoon, and thank you both for taking my call. Well, Dr. Jewel, my question is, I wanted to give a little preamble, but there isn't time. Okay, I'm currently vision impaired. However, I do, in infancy, when I had greater vision, I remember seeing the colors of a rainbow, and still to this day, these colors are clear in my mind, even though I can't see them with ocular vision. Can you inform me how to make the connection so that I remember once you saying that you can feel and hear color. How is that done?
Again, from frequency, because the neurons that are in your brain, they have extensions that go throughout the rest of the body. We call that the peripheral nervous system. And so, therefore, just because the optic nerve, the eyeball, isn't working, you still have all of the extensions from the brain throughout the rest of the body. That's why some people feel color. Other people can hear color. So never fret. You can regain vision. Okay, yes, you can. You can feel it and you can hear it. But I recommend that you, first of all, balance your brain. Okay, you got to get access to all the neurons. And they've got to be all connected and communicating so that once they're all in alignment, you can give them the directives as to what you want them to do.
Great.
So we got to put you in a state. Yeah, we got to put you in a state to be able to communicate thoroughly with the body and your environment. And then it's just a matter of training the body, training the brain and the neurons, and you'll become one again. This is a great thing that's happening to us in the 21st century. We don't have to suffer anymore like we have for thousands of years. The name of the game is the brain. If you master that, you can have anything you want.
Yeah, well, I anticipate it happening.
Oh, yay for you. We'll be more than glad to work with you because our 13th College of Regeneration Medicine, that's our forte, to help people regenerate because the body naturally will do that. If you give it the instructions and give it everything it needs as far as physicality, nutrition, et cetera, it will do the work. The body wants to be whole at all times. So it looks like our time is up. Is that correct? Oh, my gosh. Do we have time for one more question? No? That's
yes.
It?
Yes. Yes, we have time for one more question.
Okay. Thank you for calling. We hope to see you in our brain balancing program. Yes.
caller 404. Yes, caller 404-839. Do you have a question for Dr. Jewel?
Yes, real quick question. I am having that issue with the adipose tissue. I'm not 400 pounds, but I think I'm going to work with y'all on this brain balancing, but I'd like to know if there are things that are broken down and what parts of the brain, you know, because I notice things like I don't eat a whole lot. I occasionally exercise, and I just keep gaining weight.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's definitely a matter of what you're eating, of course. Activity makes a difference, but you don't have to, you know, lift weights every day and, you know, run 5 miles on a treadmill to be the proper size. So we then have to look at also what are the thoughts that you have had around foods and consumption that have also distorted your body image. Okay, a lot of people have what we call dysmorphic syndrome, where their perception of themselves is not consistent with the natural architecture of the body. So Dr. Pearman is a specialist in helping people really look at these, what we call miasms, or incalcitrant perceptions of ourselves that we've had. We may have learned this from our parents, et cetera, but all of that can change. So we welcome you to visit us at our Energy Squared Medicine Clinic. Okay, so that we can get you on a program, because everybody can be exactly as they choose to be. And, you know, not somebody was born 15 or 20 pounds, and
no,
that's
okay.
Rare. You're not to be obese. Okay? All righty.
Okay,
well,
that's
like
Energy Squared Medical Center?
Yeah, uh-huh. All you have to do, you'll see it on our website, juis.education. Uh-huh.
Okay,
it's called E-Square Medicine. Thank you. Thank you for calling. And now tune in tomorrow. Dr. Heather Pearman will be here regarding psychoneuroimmunology. And last caller, that'll be something that you definitely want to hear about, because our belief systems definitely affect our brain and affect our immune function. And she talks about that very thoroughly and intensely. She'll be here tomorrow, and then on Wednesday, we have our universal language course, Universal Principles. And so that's very important. You want to speak the cosmic language. So with that said, I just want to say thank you so much. I love you all so much. Please visit us at our website, juis.education. And this semester and through the remaining of this year, we have some wonderful activities for all of you to be able to learn more about your body and to reclaim permanently the owner's manual to your body. I love you so. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewis. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.